How do you support someone to be courageous? Tell them that you're here for them, but also push them out of the nest. Mm-hmm. You have to kind of pull yourself away once in a while and let them just feel the pain. Let them feel what it feels like to lean into their own faith, but let them know you're there. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to another episode of Questionably Awesome, where we answer your questions. My co-host, Evans Craddock, and I, hello, hello. She brought me coffee this morning. We answer your questions. Here's the deal. We are not looking to talk about science.
No.
We're not looking to be the most intellectual people we know. Although clearly this brings it out in us without even realizing it.
Yes.
So if you're looking for interview style, if you're looking for something that you don't want to laugh, if that's not your mood, this is not for you.
Yeah. If you're in serious mood,
we want to make you laugh. Mm-hmm. It's like our number one goal on here.
Yeah. I feel good about it.
Yeah. And we might make you cry too. I don't know. Depending on the week. Depending on the week. And we just might test your patience.
Yeah. Which is also a good skill to have.
Isn't it? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Like if you can stay on here throughout, you get a blue ribbon.
Yeah, you can do anything if you can do make it through anything.
Oh, I swear to you, this is embarrassing, but not at all.
Yeah.
I have totally listened to our episodes back and laughed.
You have?
Oh, laughed hard. And that's I was good. Like, clearly I shouldn't be sharing this with people, but yeah.
We do share some things.
Yeah, we share
there's
some things.
There's a lot of poop and
it's great.
It's just, you know, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? How was your week?
It's been good. I went to the great state of Indiana last week.
That's right.
It was cool.
What was that for?
Adam's cousin's wedding. Mm. And it was lovely. And those people can dance.
Really?
Yeah. I was
like
really
Adam's family.
Oh yeah. They were really
the Adam's family.
The Adam's family really gets into it.
Wow. Like why can they dance so well? Adam can dance too, right?
He loves dancing. I think they just have this thing in their DNA where they feel really free on the dance floor.
Wow. I could really see that. I feel like Adam feels pretty free in his life.
He feels free all the time.
Like he frees himself with his shorts
with
he wears.
His short shorts.
He's like, my knees will not be in pants. These are freedom knees. He won't. He's like, have you seen these knees? These look so good.
He loves the
Why
short
would
shorts.
I cover these up?
I agree. He does have nice legs.
Great legs.
He's like the Diane. Who's the
Tina Turner?
Tina Turner. He's the Tina Turner. Of men.
I just keep showing those legs till you're 90. Big wheels keep on turning. Small knees keep on burning. All right?
Yeah.
You don't have small knees. You have large knees.
Yeah.
You have whatever knees you feel are sexy, Adam.
Yeah.
So your family can dance. They can dance in Indiana.
They dance in Indiana.
Wow. Did they do any, this is what I really want to know. Do they do any like group dances there? Like, do they do some sort of shuffle or do they do the electric slide?
I was expecting that, but they didn't have one single group dance.
You're kidding. They just are all individual dancers who think that they are freaking amazing because they are.
It's crazy.
They're like, we don't abide by the rules of group dance.
Right. No rules. Just, and it, there are a lot of lessons there.
Yeah. You know what? If you're a good dancer, you don't need to lean
on
a group dance.
No, you just get out there and you do your own thing.
Wow. Interesting.
You're welcome.
I really think there is a lot of wisdom that we could turn that whole thing into a podcast.
I think so too.
Like they don't feel they need to lean on the electric slide because they're like, no.
We got
God
this.
God gave me this uniqueness.
Yeah.
We're not going to mess it up with a group dance.
We're just going to do it on our own.
I love me a good group dance though.
Me too. Well, actually I don't.
I never know how to do them. And always when you get it wrong, guess what? You're the only person facing them.
Oh like, yeah.
Didn't we do a group dance on our Oprah cruise together?
I feel like there were definitely some group dances on that cruise.
I'm pretty sure we did.
I'm pretty sure
I faced everybody. Like I was just like, oh, like you nail it for like 0.25 seconds and then you totally don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it the last night when everyone was dancing?
It
at
was
the
last night. Mm-hmm. Were we having cocktails? Is that why
I feel like there were clearly? Some cocktails involved?
There probably was. It probably is what helped me through that group dance.
Yes.
I'd just face them and be like, hey, it's okay. No worries. Oh boy. Do you have your quote?
I do. This is actually from Hoda Kotb's new book, the Ooh. Quote book she has.
Oh, I didn't know she had one.
Yeah, she has a quote Freaking book for quote every books. Day. This is for April, but I just went ahead. It says, today I want you to think about all that you are instead of all that you are not.
Hmm.
I like that.
Why'd you pick that one?
Because it's easy to focus on, especially when you have like resolutions and you're kicking mm-hmm. off things. You're like, oh, I'm not in shape. I'm not this. I haven't done this with my business. Well, that's a terrible attitude, I think.
Yeah.
I'm just talking for myself. I think so too,
girl.
For myself.
I feel
like,
you.
What am I doing? Why am I talking to myself like that?
It's only January 16th.
Yeah, I know. Cut it out and be nice.
Cut it out. In the words of the guy from Full House.
Who's the uncle? Not Uncle Jesse.
I can't remember. Everybody right now is thinking the name and yelling it in their car. But
they're mad.
He had quite the haircut. Those haircuts, hockey haircuts, man.
They're intense.
All right. They are intense. Okay. My quote is on friendship and support. Friend, this is Jim Morrison. Friends can help each other. A true friend is someone who lets you have total freedom to be yourself and especially to feel or not to feel. Whatever you happen to be feeling at the moment is fine with them. That's what real love amounts to, letting a person be what he or she really is. How beautiful is that?
I love that so
much. I chose this quote because losing waffles this last week, I would have never made it without friends. Mm-hmm. And just like allowing, I've never allowed myself to feel like that ever, or cry on someone or any of the things. And
yeah,
just all of the people and all of the emotions. And even when you walked in and you were crying because waffles wasn't here, like that's so beautiful and so perfect. Like allowing just wherever you're at, having the people that you don't suppress it or say, oh, it was just a dog. Like, no, I'm not taking that road. I don't care if people don't understand, like feel all the feelings. It's so beautiful and it helps you move through so much in your life. So wherever you're at, like lean on people, let them, the person who hugs you, who like wants to help you through a rough day, or maybe you heard some rough news about work or about someone in your life, like mm-hmm. hug those people and let yourself cry. Don't be like, oh, it's okay. No, it doesn't feel okay right now.
Yeah. Let it out.
Let it out. It's what we're supposed to do. And it's literally game changing to let that come up because it opens something up for you. It actually expands the amount that you're capable of holding emotion wise, which also means happiness wise. Mm-hmm. So I've just even grown a whole other level of what I think is possible for experiencing joy. So
that's really pretty.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
I don't know why I said it was pretty like a painting.
I liked it. It was because I painted an experience for you in your mind.
No, you did. I think I just love that. And I so often we're like, oh no, I'm fine. I don't need anything. It's okay.
I do it all the time. Mm-hmm. Right. No more.
Just let it go.
Yeah. I don't really care if people think I'm a burden or they're like, oh, that's not the phase I'm at in my life. I'm going to avoid that. That's great too.
Yeah.
That's great too. If that's what you want to do, because I get it. Like I've totally been the person who's like, I'm scared to even go over there and say something to them, like say something to people. It's been really beautiful to now have people in my life who are like, hey, I just want to say blah, blah, blah. Thank you for that. Like those pretending it's not there is like not fun. So,
right.
Yeah. You can't worry.
Yeah, those little words. Sometimes I think people are afraid because it's like, oh, I don't know what to say. So I think I'm just not going to not say anything.
That is hard. I've been there where I'm like, I don't know what to say to people. And even just honestly, little emojis for people, hearts and things like that. Just they feel good. They're really supportive. So yeah, you don't have to know what to say. They don't expect you to say something and they're not definitely not getting offended with what you're saying and what you're not saying.
Right.
All of it feels like support. So
maybe just saying, hey, I really don't know what to say, but yeah. I'm here for you.
I had so many people say that and I'm like, that was enough. Mm-hmm. So beautiful. So yeah.
Thanks, Lori.
Little life lessons.
I like that life
lessons. From waffles. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear wait.
What?
Oh, wait, you already did your quote. Do you want to hear a review of the week?
I would love to hear a review of the week.
Well, buckle up, ladies and gentlemen. This is from Amanda Lee Southern Soul.
Shut your face. What a great last name. Just kidding.
Southern Soul.
This is your spirit animal.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Oh my
Are you
going to
read it in a Southern accent?
I don't think I could. More than just a podcast, Earn Your Happy is amazing. Not only is it incredible alone, making me laugh, cry, and feel like I'm connected to a supportive community, but it is a gateway to new podcasts, inspirational people to follow on Instagram, along with adding to my ever-growing book collection. I binge at work and get those weird looks when I bust out laughing at Lori and Evans. Whatever, it's totally worth it. And constantly take notes from the amazing guests on the show. This has truly been such a blessing that I stumbled upon casually looking through podcasts one day.
Wow.
So grateful for this podcast to bring me back down from the stories I tell myself that are not true, get back into the higher self mindset, and be my authentic self with no apologies. Oh my.
Freaking wow. Frickin' wow. I just love that. Thank you so much. Make sure you email customer service so that we can send you. I can just see you at wherever you are at work with a Earn Your Happy mug. So we need to send you something. Yes. So email customer service. That was just freaking awesome. Thank you for that.
Amanda Lee Southern Soul.
Oh my gosh. And the stories we tell ourselves. Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
But what she's doing, and this is so important, you guys, this is what I do all the time. Like, you got to tap back into something that gets you out of the story that's in your head. Like, when we are isolated, we come up with the craziest shit ever. Not good.
Yeah.
And I was just on a mastermind call right before this. This was a busy morning for me, Evans.
Yeah.
I got to speak to all my ladies. I know. And already my soul is totally full.
Good.
So this morning, Jeanette May on our mastermind call, who I also do with Lindsay Sikornik every other week, who are the women I wrote about in my book. Mm-hmm. She said a quote from A Course in Miracles, and I'm not going to say it right, but I'll give you the gist. She said, if we really knew what we were connected to and what was walking by our side, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be afraid of anything ever.
I love that.
Like, if we really understood what was walking by our side and holding us and had our back, then we would never be afraid. I think the biggest thing that I'm learning is, you know, so many parts of me was afraid of losing something and the pain that I would feel. Mm-hmm. And so you can avoid actually experiencing the biggest capacity of joy with whatever that person or thing is because you're so afraid of losing it. Mm-hmm. And, or you are afraid of the pain and the, you know, the failure that comes with starting a business. And if you stay afraid of that, you're never going to experience the highest capacity of the celebration of joy, of like being so proud of yourself, because you're just sitting in fear of what could happen and the pain. And I'll tell you, like, yeah, the pain's going to happen, but it's not half as bad as you think. That's what your friends are for.
Right.
That's when you actually get closer to the people in your life that you didn't realize you could even be that close to. Mm-hmm. So everything's going to be okay.
You're supported.
Yeah. You're so supported.
Even if you feel like there's no one in your life, you're supported.
You're more supported than, you know, like, yes, I had people in my life, but I didn't understand how much closer actually going, sharing your pain or your trials or whatever that looks like makes you to a friend. Mm-hmm. So the thing that you're avoiding is actually the thing that's going to freaking bond you with all the people in your life.
Dang, you're dropping some really good stuff this morning,
Lori.
This
is Waffles talking for sure.
Well, Waffles, keep talking.
Waffles is like, thank God I can now express myself, because I didn't have a voice before. And the one you gave me was completely ridiculous. We always joke because her voice was an 80-year-old smoker. She was like, Rom, yo, Rom, I need some more reets. Get your slow ass over here. Put your hands in the rookie rar. Get your slow ass over here and put your hands in the cookie jar. That's what she just said. And so now we always joke that she was like, that's not my voice, Mom. My voice is actually like this. I'm the sweetest and I would never swear. But we all know that's not true.
No, she totally would swear.
Waffles. Oh, are you kidding me? Waffles did not know how to complete a sentence without dropping the F-bomb three times. I was like, we have someone new coming over for dinner. Please don't swear. She's like, Ruck Ram. If they have hands, they're rucking, using those rands and putting them in the rookie rar. It's not even a room in. It's just a set of rands rocking in.
It's just a set of...
She does. Do you know that she ended up calling us hands at the end? Like this, she wouldn't even say Mom or Dad. She would just be like, hey, rands. Hands as in use your hands for the cookie jar or food. Hey, hands. Like, so I would call Chris and I'd be like, hey, hands.
What's amazing about this is it's true.
It's so true.
I know it's true.
It's just you'd walk through the door and she'd be like, hey, hands, belly.
She'd immediately just show you her belly.
What she, wanted. She was a woman after my own heart. Like, she was so independent. She would cuddle us at night for like 5-10 minutes and then literally be like, enough, and go down to the ground. I was like, okay. She knows what she wants. Done here. It's like, I have had some massages where I've literally been like, this is enough.
Yeah.
You're not doing it right. And what if I just was like, enough, walk out. Like, well, bring me some of those spa treats, hey? Hey, hands, be done with this. Bring me spa treats. Okay, we're good. Okay.
Hey, it takes courage to do those things.
She's courageous. Let me tell you, she just has there's nothing stopped. There's no opinions. The things that have come forward are these beautiful quotes about like dogs don't need to live as long because they just experience like the pure essence of what life is. And it's so true. Yeah. She didn't have a story in her mind about, you know, what she looked like, the fluffier, the better. Like, yeah. She didn't have a story in her mind about like, you know, taking something personal and not wanting to love you in a certain area. Like, she just was always just her and how mm-hmm. she felt and expressed how she felt. And I just thought that was freaking awesome. So
I think that's an amazing lesson. And I want to be more like Waffles.
I do too. So that's moving forward. We're just going to be like, screw it. If you want something, you do it.
Yeah. Be like, yo hands.
Yo hands. Yo hands. It's a great
give
dog
me this.
Name. Yo hands. Who is this? Yo hands.
Yo hands.
It's either like a famous classical.
Yeah. This was written by Johans.
This is written by Johans. I just had to say it so I could sound like I was funny too. Thanks. That's what I do. I'm like, oh, Evans is funny. I'm going to repeat everything she says.
I like it. Do you want a question about courage?
I do.
Okay. I'm going to give you one.
Okay.
This is from @goodvibes_Chelsea. Great name.
Great name.
What are some tools that helped you to be courageous?
What are some tools that helped me be courageous? The reason I took a long pause is I was thinking of something humorous and nothing came to me. So I was like, no jokes there. Yeah, okay. Nope. Got to move into the actual answer.
Yeah.
You know, the answers for this courage thing is probably going to be a lot the same. And some of you are not going to like the answer and some of you are going to love it because there's going to be some work to do, because in order to be courageous, you need people. You need people and you need to strengthen your faith. I always feel when I'm not courageous, it's because I'm not actually leaning on the power that I know is there for me from above or from the universe, whatever you believe. For me, it's because I'm not trusting that God has my back. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny. I'll say this in my mind. I know I've said this on the podcast before, but I say it in a funny way. Like that scripture that's like, ye of little faith.
Yeah.
Like I just say it in a funny way to myself, like ye of little faith. Like if you actually knew, and we just said this, if you actually knew what you were connected to, you would never not do the thing. So courage doesn't mean you're going to be like, wow, God's got my back. I feel great about this. You look up and you're kind of like, are you sure? Yeah. That's how it feels. I'm doing this, but are you sure? Right. Because if I fall, like I really need you to catch me. Or here's the thing. Sometimes depending on what you need in your life, sometimes it won't catch you. Mm-hmm. It'll let you fall because you need to really trust that even if you fall, there's going to be something bigger to clean up the mess or to make it even better, to turn that into a lesson that's so profound. You could have never got it without, you know, breaking your tailbone.
For sure. Yeah. Oh man, that would be hard.
Yeah, it would be hard. It'd be a hard surface.
But there's a lesson.
But there's a lesson because here's what happens. Sally, who wants to meet the man of her dreams, mm-hmm. meets the man of her dreams at the hospital who is putting bandages on her tailbone.
I love that story.
It turns into a love story. And then Sally now gets to wag part of her tail because they had to put a new one in and it's too big. So Sally now gets to have a tail and the man of her dreams. What's that? Is it Shallow Hal?
Yes, with the tailbone that movie.
That wiggles? Yes. Oh, if you haven't seen it, it's one of my faves.
Shallow Hal's a great movie.
But if Sally wouldn't have trusted the fall, she would have never gotten a wiggling tailbone.
Exactly.
The man of her dreams.
Because she was going after something she wanted because she was like, I can do this.
Yep.
And then that's when she broke her tailbone.
Absolutely.
Which happens.
Does happen. And if you ever want to write movies with me.
We should definitely
do like,
it.
This Please, movie was already Shallow made Hal. Kind of.
Like, no, it's different.
It's different. Sally falls and breaks her tailbone.
So one of your tools is that you repeat after yourself, things like ye of little faith.
Yeah. And to trust your friends and to trust that however the thing is looking, like you think you want one message and one lesson. Mm-hmm. You know, and the funny thing is us humans are like, oh, I want this lesson to do this thing and for it to be a win. Guys, that's not a lesson.
Yeah.
That's a win. That's like easy. That is not how humans grow. And you wouldn't actually like it. Like, yeah. of course you'd like it, but it wouldn't last because right. You'd be over and on with it. You'd be like, okay, now what? I've seen it. I've seen how the world plays out. It's really, really crazy. Like some people who I used to just be so upset at like the universe because I would watch people get things easy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, why are they getting things easy? And I'm not, like, this is taking me 3 years longer, 6 years longer, whatever. That's really what I was thinking in my mind, if I'm being totally honest. And I look now how things even played out for them and they got lessons in a totally different way. They got lessons in like a, whoa, this category of my life was easy, but now I'm going in this and they don't understand why it's not easy. So a lot of people struggle or can't make it through. And then they're getting lessons in that realm. So it's not that I wish lessons upon people who have it easy, but they might have it easy right now, but in other areas of their life, it's not easy. So nothing is as it seems, number one. Number two, sometimes if things are easy, you're going to get the same message of like, things need to be worthwhile. Things need to be like, it's like a grape that the more that a grape struggles, the better the wine is. Like, it's just, it's crazy. It really is. Like the grapes that turn out the best wine truly have more of a struggle. They typically have to grow up between rocks and they have to, it's nuts. So anyone who knows about wine can share a little bit why, because I don't really know.
Yeah.
But I just know that's the case from visiting wineries. And then when I try to learn about the extended version of why, I'm usually already like 4 samplings in. And I'm like, same. Cheers to that. Yeah. Cheers to the struggle.
Cheers to raisins.
Cheers to raisins that became water juice. I don't know.
Oh, I love it.
Cheers to raisins.
Do you want another one?
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, because I'm going to have you weigh in on this next one.
Okay. This is from @al.lands. What gives you courage to jump into the fear?
What gives you courage to jump in the fear, Evans?
Ooh, how do you jump into that?
Thanks, Al.
I guess having faith that it'll turn out okay no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, sometimes you just have to buck up with just like, you're like, I don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I can't really explain it. That's not a really good explanation, but.
Well, how about, because I know you've done really courageous things in your life, like moving.
Oh yeah, moving was scary.
Like starting different jobs that you just like don't know anything about and you do it. And to be quite honest with you, getting married and trusting.
Oh yeah.
Like even when things, you know, even when in our relationship sometimes like don't have or don't, they might like, I know you guys went to therapy beforehand.
Oh yeah.
And for some people they would have ran the other way. Mm-hmm. Like if at the first sign of a problem or whatever that looks like.
Right.
So what's giving you the courage to do all of those things? Those are huge life-changing things.
Oh, I didn't realize that they were, but thank you for.
Oh, there's people who are like, I would never move to California. I would never wing in a prayer with that job. I would never just up and quit or go apply for that. You do it all the time. You're like one of the most courageous people I know.
What?
The willingness to shift quickly when your gut is like, I'm just not sure. It may seem slow to you, but it's not. Like I'm looking at your trajectory and I'm like, what, did I just meet you like 3 years ago?
Yeah. How's it already been 3 years?
Look how much has changed and passed in 3 years.
A lot.
I know.
Yeah. I think like with moving, I was really scared and I knew it was going to be hard, but just knowing that there's going to be a lesson or experience and what would the alternative look like? Like, okay, what would happen if I didn't move? I would be doing the same thing. I don't know. Am I going to do a cool, I don't know. I like adventures.
No, you do know. You like adventures, but they're also scary.
Yeah, they're really scary.
I can't honestly say in the midst of seeing you do scary things that you were like, oh, I just like adventures. This is easy. I'm like, I'm pretty sure there was a lot of tears at home in the midst of that.
Yes.
So what does that look like? I mean, really, I want to know it's like hard. When you moved, it is not easy moving to California, especially.
No, I cried the first year.
So did I.
One whole year.
One whole year. That's why when people are like, I don't know if it's for me, I'm like, give it. Actually, it took me about 2 years to even find people.
I agree. Totally agree.
I was just like such a loner the first year. And then the second year I started finding people and I was like, yeah, but they don't really feel like my soul fam yet at all.
Yes.
And it's not even that I have a huge soul family here. Mm-hmm. I have quite a few people who are epic here. Actually, I really do now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's taken time.
Yeah. But is this my eighth year?
I know. I feel like I'm just starting.
This is the first year. I'm not even shitting you. This is the first year that I'm like, oh, wow. I feel so like I have freaking amazing friends here. You're yeah. eight. So welcome.
I know. I'm at year three and I feel like I just now have the ability to call. Like if Adam was gone, I'm like, okay, I think I know someone I could call if like my car broke down and I was yep. really scared. You yeah. know?
Oh my God. Totally. Totally. Like I'm just starting to like meet neighbors.
Exactly. It's so hard.
So weird.
So I guess you have to know with courage that it's going to take time.
It's going to take so much time. And that's the yeah, faith
and
part.
And work.
And use people, use friends, mm-hmm. use their hands.
Use their hands.
Be a waffles and be like, yo, hands, my car is broken. Help my car is broken.
That's true too. It takes courage to ask for help.
It does. And to let people help. Mm-hmm. I want to be the helper. Oh my gosh. Sometimes I'm looking for people to help. Like on the road, I'm like, if their like car is stalled, I'm not even kidding. Chris yeah. and I just did this and I was like so excited. Someone's car was like stalled on Montana and I'm like, let's go push it. So we were so excited. And she was like, oh my God, you don't have to. Thank you so much. I'm like, no, let me push your car.
Yeah,
that's what I did in the Midwest. I felt so proud. I was like, I'm a hero right now.
You are.
So please let people be the hero of your life or you're robbing them of their X-Men moment.
Yeah. Kind of learned about in that. This is an old school book, but the men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Book.
Yeah.
Learning about
I haven't read that.
Oh man. It's really
I know about it, but I haven't read it.
Some things I liked, some things I didn't.
Mm.
But I did learn a little bit about how this is just a general statement.
Yeah.
But men like to, they want to help you. They want to feel like a.
Totally. Like a provider.
Like a provider, saving
yeah.
the day.
Yep.
And I think a lot of people feel it that way. And so let them help you.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you have to lose?
Absolutely. Do you have one more cue?
Oh, yeah. It's from @Meg_Cole_.
Meg, what's up, Meg? Cole,
how do you support others to be courageous?
Oh, so what just came to me was an interesting answer. And that is you can't do it for them. So this is opposite of what we're talking about.
Ooh.
So there's going to be a couple answers to this. But the first one that got downloaded to me, how do you support someone to be courageous? Tell them that you're here for them, but also push them out of the nest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think so many of us try to like hold someone's hand the whole time. You have to kind of pull yourself away once in a while and let them just feel the pain. Let yeah. them feel what it feels like to lean into their own faith, but let them know you're there. Another way is to really support them, to be like, hey, how would you support yourself to ask them these questions? How would you support yourself around this? Like, what is something that you could do for yourself to make sure that you feel better? Like, how can you support yourself around the sphere? And then how can I support you around the sphere? And then let's make a date for you to do this sphere. And then do you need more people yeah. around you? Can you tap into your community to help support you on this? Can you tell people about it? Like all of those things. And also just not taking it on as your own, but letting them know that you're there for them 100%. How about you?
I love that.
How could you be supported right now in something that is in your mind?
Accountability.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to be that person for you.
Yeah, I need an accountability partner.
I would love to be that person.
Okay, great.
Great. What kind
See,
of accountability
how,
do you
that's
need?
That's how easy it is.
Yeah.
Just setting a deadline on taking action.
Okay. I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you on here what it is.
Okay.
But I'll ask you right after this.
Okay.
And then we'll share when the time is ready.
Yeah.
When the red thing pops out of the turkey.
Yeah. Well, the thermometer.
The thermometer. And then it'll be ready to go.
When it gets hot.
All right. So Evans, I feel like I need to end on some of your wisdom.
Oh man. Boy, do I have a lot.
I know. That's why we end
it's
this way.
So much. I would just say if you think that someone needs to hear from you, you Ooh. Should probably contact them.
Wow. I'm serious. That is like,
I don't know what I'm saying.
That's the most beautiful thing. That's called channeling, Evans, because somebody literally just said, my gut was telling me to call this friend
yeah.
and they're avoiding it. So that's so beautiful.
I do
beautiful.
That so much.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, oh, I need to call so-and-so. Well, then call them.
Call them or start with a text.
Yeah. Or leave a voice.
Be like,
memo.
Hey, you were on my heart today. I just wanted to say, I'm thinking of you mm-hmm. wherever you're at, whatever you're doing. And sometimes you just have no idea what that does for people.
Seriously.
That is from the inner core of the world.
Let them use your hands.
Use your hands. However you choose. All right, you guys, until next time, please make sure that you upload a story, tag Evans and I. Evans, what's your handle?
Ecrad.
At Ecrad.
Ecrad. It's really cool.
Ecrad. She's on a park bench. She probably won't approve your, she probably won't approve your, what is it called? Friend request.
Yep. You're just going to sit in that queue.
Sit just in the kidding. Queue, but you can stare at that picture. On the park bench. When I made, just real quick, like I literally pretty much made Evans do this podcast with me. So, and she's more of a private person. And I was like, oh, get ready. Get ready for that cue to come up. So she's just like, nope.
Oh, I'm
keeping that to myself. So you can go look at her, but that's all you get.
It's not that exciting, guys.
It really is. Really is. Really is. So tag us in a story. We want to know what you took away from this. And we just love like seeing where you're at and what you're doing mm-hmm. and how you're maybe snorting coffee through your nose.
Yeah, coffee
be careful
beans.
With that. Be careful with the coffee beans, okay? All right, you guys, until next time, earn your happy and keep it questionably awesome. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.